next month when the United States of America fires the largest booster in the history of the world into space for the first time, giving us the lead, fires the largest payload into space, giving us the lead. It will be the largest payroll, too.
Special report. Chicago, he'll end up in a rain fast. Play Swain to the left, play Swain to the right. Look at young Cassius carry the plate. This one is back, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time. And Clay wants to move. Now Clay lands with a right.
Something's wrong inside, it's just that Sunday morning's
quarters ago. The world is very different now. A man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. I'm talking to you, and I look just as you've just...
Thank you. Thank you.
your help and God's.
Flashing by eyes for all to see. Sunday morning song. I am living on the hallelujah side. I am living on the Hallelujah side. living on a friendly life. I am living on the hallelujah. Your bloody bitches are at a hallelujah roll. Living on the hallelujah, hey, glory be to the hallelujah Lord, in my soul. I am living on the I am living on the hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus, the hallelujah Jesus, yeah, the hallelujah Lord, in my soul. I am living on the hallelujah. I am living on the hallelujah. Oh, I'm gonna leave the
All right, let me break in here. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to another edition of the Bit Slap. This is the belated edition. I'm about 3 or 4 hours late with this week. Usually I do these things on Monday, finalize them, send them in. But this week my wife and I were invaded by an army of painters. We were severely outnumbered. We did put up a valiant struggle, but they painted the place anyway. Those of you who have had your places painted know that you must take everything off the walls, breakable or not, get it out of there, and move it someplace else. Well, my room, my studio here with the wires is where everything wound up, so I literally could not get to my computer to do this yesterday, so sorry. But the good news is you're only going to hear from me once today, because I only have four things for you all day. We're doing the Volume 2 of the Long Cuts edition. So we started with something called Dreamies, Volume 10. I can't really tell you too much about that because I just don't know. That is Volume 10 as opposed to 9 or 6 or 11 or 15. So I hope you like that. Following that, Joseph Spence, Living on the Hallelujah Side. Joseph was a Bahama guitar player. Had a lot of stuff on Folkways Records, I think. And then coming up in the future, we're going to hear from the Mothers of Invention featuring Flo and Eddie from the Fillmore East, something you'll enjoy. And a mystery track, which is no big mystery. I'll just tell you it was recorded at Woodstock, okay? That's right, the Woodstock. So stay tuned. Enjoy the rest of the show. I will give you one piece of advice if you're having your place painted. If your cat's favorite table is being painted, do not let said cat out to jump on the table and leave little painted footprints all over the frickin' house. Good advice there. Trust me on this. I'll see you later. Have a nice time and enjoy.
His shoulder.
Billy had two big cage for eyes with a clip for a jaw that would go up and down, and whenever it did he'd pump out some dust and hack up a boulder. Hack, hack up a boulder. Hack, hack, hack up a boulder. Hack, hack, hack up a boulder.
Now, one day, now, I believe it was on a Tuesday, a man in a checkered double-knit suit drove up in a large Eldorado Cadillac leased from Bob Spreen.
Where the freeways meet in Downey.
And he laid a huge, bulging envelope right at the corner of Billy the Mountain. That was right where his foot was supposed to be. Now, Billy the Mountain, he couldn't believe it. All those postcards he'd posed for all of those years. And finally, now at last, his royalties.
Royalty check is in, honey.
Yes, Billy the Mountain was rich. amazement. And his jaw, which was a cliff, well, it dropped 30 feet. A bunch of dust puffed out. Rocks and boulders hacked up. Crushing the Lincoln.
I gave him the money. He acted real funny. He hopped up a rock and it totaled my car.
Oh, do you
know any trucks might be bound for the valley? I don't want to stand here all night in this bar.
Dear Lord, I
don't want to stand here all night.
No shit, I
don't want to stand here all night in this bar.
By 2 o'clock, when the bars had already closed down, Billy had broken the big news to Ethel. And with dust and boulders everywhere, Billy choked with excitement. Announce,
Ethel, we're going on a vacation.
Yes, and they were going on a vacation. Oh, and Ethel, like any little woman, she of course was very excited. She creaked a little bit. And some old birds flew off of her. Billy told Ethel they were going to... Yes! They were going to New York!
Ethel, we're going to...
across the Mojave Desert, their voices echoing through the canyons of your minds.
Ethel, wanna get a cup of coffee?
Howard Johnson's.
There's a Howard Johnson's. Wanna eat some clams?
The first noteworthy piece of real estate they destroyed was Edwards Air Force Base.
And to this very day, Winnie Nuts and data reduction clerks alike speak in reverent whispers about that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got lunch. I said lunch.
Lunch.
By a famous mountain in?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
And his small wooden wife.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
We're just into the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, Lomita, Westchester, Playa del Rey, Santa Monica, Tahunga, Sunland, San Fernando, Pacoima, Sylmar, Newhall, Canoga Park, Palmdale, Glendale, Irwindale, Rolling Hill, Granada Hill, Shadow Hill, Cheviot Hill. We'll provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire.
Within the week,
Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
La, 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 nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured and homeless.
Homeless in Glendale.
As Billy had just leveled it.
And a few miles right outside of town, Billy caused a...
Oh, my papa!
In the earth's crust, right over the secret underground dumps, right near the Jack in the Box on Glen Oaks, where they keep the
pools of old poison gas and obsolete germ bombs.
Just as a freak tornado cruised through.
Yes, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when little Howard Kaplan was sitting on his porch.
Toto!
Just
come
playing,
on, Toto!
Having a nice time with his little accordion.
Toto!
And this weird wind came up.
Toto!
Direct from Glendale.
Toto!
Blowing these terrible
Toto!
Terms in his direction.
Where, Toto?
And all this caused by
Toto!
A huge mountain.
ATM! For untimely dispersal over vast stretches of...
What?
Now, unless I misunderstood, it was right outside of Columbus, Ohio, when Billy received his notice to report for his induction physical. Now, let me tell you, Ethel said... Now, Ethel said she wasn't going to let him go.
I'm not going to let you go, Billy.
That's right.
We now have confirmed reports from an informed Orange County minister that Ethel is still an active communist. And it is this reporter's opinion that she also practices witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang inside of the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. And I'm sorry to disappoint some of you, it was not Chief Redden. This one man was Studebaker Hawk, fantastic new superhero of the current economic slump.
Now, some folks say he looked like Zubin Mehta.
Zubin Mehta!
Still others say, bullshit, honey.
Bullshit, man.
He was just another greasy guy who happened to be born next to the frozen beef pies at Boney's Market. Still others say, Sean, piss on you, Jack. He's just a crazy Italian who drove a red car, you see. Nobody ever really knew for sure because Studebaker was so mysterious.
He was so mysterious. Cause when a person gets to be such a hero, folks, and marvelous beyond compute, you can never really tell about a guy like that whether he's really a nice person or if he just smiles a lot.
What?
Or if he has a son named Pinocchio or what?
Whether he's really a nice person or if he has a son named Pinocchio or what?
Some men say he could fly, some men say he could swim, others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka, and all the girls in Flushing would be amazed of him.
2, 3,
amazed.
Time passed.
January,
February,
March,
July,
Wednesday,
August,
Irwindale,
2:30 in the afternoon,
Sunday,
Monday,
funny car,
Walnut,
Friday,
industry,
Big John Masmanian.
So when the phone rang in the secret briefcase, a strong masculine hand with a Dudley Do-Right wristwatch
and flexi bracelet
grabbed it
and answered in a deep, calmly assured voice.
So, hello already? What? Well, yeah? Are you kidding? You're not kidding. A mountain?
Ha-di-a-di-a-da.
With a tree growing off of its shoulder?
Ha-di-a-di-a-da.
Oh, you're full of shit, man. Listen, by the way, before I go on, did you get those white albums I sent you with the pencil on the front? Yeah? Yeah, you should move some of those for me. We're having a lot of... Listen, so kiss little Jakey on the head. And how'd your wife's hemorrhoids? Oh, that's too bad. Listen, so you got a mountain with a tree. Listen, causing... Oh, my... Well, let me write this down, sort of. Take a few notes here. Yeah? To El Segundo, huh? Causing untold destruction? Oh. Ah.
My baby, my baby!
Wanted for draft evasion?
Oh.
An expense account? And per diem, too?
Some men say he could dance.
They said he could dance, and of course they were right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The Studebaker Hawk, Dancing Lesson, and Cosmic Prayer for Guidance, featuring Ainsley Dunbar. Hit it.
Hey!
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Hey! Right hand
from the heart, left hand from the heart, right hand from the heart, left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Fillmore?
Nobody can dance like Studebaker Hawk. So many rumors have spread about Studebaker Hawk. Consider this rumor, which was published about 3 weeks ago in Rolling Stone.
Oh, it's got to be true.
Studebaker Hawk can write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
No! I'm so hip! He was born next to the Beef Pies. Underneath Joni Mitchell's autograph picture, right beside Elliot Roberts' Big Bang book, next to the book where Crosby flushed away all his stash. And the cops gotta be the boat and go away to the can where Neil Young slipped another kiss. Throw me by the pies, throw me by the pies, throw me by the pies.
And that was the main influence on him.
The influence of a frozen beef pie.
Boldly springing into action, he phoned his wife,
who ran a modeling school, whereupon he... Yes, he ran around the back of the Broadway at Hollywood Boulevard and Vine to see if he could find himself some big, large, unused cardboard boxes. No shit.
After which, he hit up the Ralphs on Sunset for some Aunt Jemima syrup, some Kaiser broiler foil, and a pair of blunt scissors.
Yay! Yes, and in the parking lot of Ralphs, where no prices are lower prices than Ralph's. In the parking lot of Ralph's, in between a pair of customized trucks, where nobody was looking, he cut out some really, really, really nice wings, and he covered them thoroughly with foil.
Oh!
Then he took those wings and wedged one under each of his powerful arms and sneaked into a telephone booth.
Yes! And then he shut the fucking door! And he pulled down his blue denim policeman-type trouser pants, and he spread even amounts of Aunt Jemima maple syrup all over the inside of his leg.
Soon, the booth was filling with flies.
Help me! Help me! Help me!
He held open the legs of his boxer shorts so they could all get in.
And when each and every one of those little cocksucking flies has got into his pants and they were lapping up all that maple syrup, he bent over and he put his head between his legs and he said in a very clear, impressive Ron Hubbard type voice,
New York!
And the booth and everything lifted up out of the parking lot and into the sky!
Studebaker Hawk, yeah, yeah! Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk, yeah, yeah!
Studebaker Hawk,
Studebaker Hawk,
he's coating his legs with Aunt Jemima syrup up and down.
His shorts will be filled with flies that will be buzzing all around.
Studebaker Hawk, he's really out of sight. Studebaker Hawk, he does it every night. Studebaker Hawk, he treats the flies all right. Studebaker Hawk, that's why they never bite.
Hey!
He's in the air! Right in the air!
He could be a dog or a frog or a lesbian queen.
Join Studebaker Hawk on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth. Take it away.
Yeah. Hey, Billy, listen. I've come to reason with you. Our great country needs you in the armed forces. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
Oh, but Ethel just shook her twigs angrily.
But Studebaker Hawk, calm, cool, collected, and unperturbed, continued.
Yeah, well, listen, you...
Listen, you communist son of a bitch! You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical, or I'll see to it that you get used for field dirt and some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend here will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing boards, or a doghouse! Get the...
Get the picture?
Yeah, well, Billy just laughed.
If they think they're gonna draft me, they're crazy.
Unfortunately, because Studebaker Hawk was standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth, when the giant mountain laughed, Studebaker Hawk lost his footing and fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below. Yeah!
fuck, I'm gonna need a truck.
Oh, listen, that only goes to show you, and it'll show you once again, that
a mountain is something you don't wanna fuck with. You don't wanna fuck with. Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck with Billy.
No.
And don't fuck with Ethel. You saw what just happened to the guy with the fly. Don't fuck around.
Not to mention, this is where we take our intermission. We'll see you in a few minutes. We'll be back.
And my mind told you.
of cruising. See me here in the fields and say, doesn't the sky look